Hello, nerds. Welcome to the commentary track for Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Hello.
This is something that Mary and I have been looking forward to for the past number of weeks. And today, actually, is Mary's birthday.
It is. It's Cinco de Mayo, which I like to call Cinco de Mary. And yeah, we figured what better time.
And yeah, it's a good celebration of all things Mary today. And Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban is a perfect addition to her birthday, so I'm very excited about that. Mom, do you have anything to say before we start our commentary of this film?
You know, we're obviously going to be having like a real podcast discussion about this, where we're going to really go in depth, but this movie was like jarring when you first see it because it was so different than the other two, but it's also awesome.
Yep. Yeah, just as a reminder, this movie was directed by Alfonso Cuarón, who, and this is before
you should do
this
while we're playing.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
It's okay.
No problem. No problem. All right. So what we are, Mary and I are doing, we have this on our Apple TV. We've gone from we're at the menu part of it right now. We're just going to hit play. And as soon as we hit play, that's when the movie starts. Mm-hmm. So I will count down from 3, 2, 1, and then I'll hit play. And then if you want to sync up with us, that's when you hit play. It is right after 1. So if you got nothing else, Marvin, let's go with it now. Here we go. Okay. 3, 2, 1, play.
And you can hear the mouse purring.
And it's not playing for us.
Oh my gosh. Do you need me to do it on my phone?
No. It for some reason.
I'm taking over. Oh, the TV shut off.
No, it's our Apple TV. It's not responding for some reason.
Hold on. Lumos is literally here on your lap. I feel like you need to get a little bit of her.
Okay. False start, ladies and gents. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, play.
Blake. What are you doing?
I hit play.
Okay, I will do it. I will do it. Just let me do it, okay? Don't touch anything. I hear the music. Here we go. I will do it. 3, 2, 1, play.
Yeah, good job, Mary.
What is going on?
I have no idea.
Why is Preserve Azkaban not playing?
You know what we're going to do?
No, guys.
No.
We promise this is real.
No.
I'll just try a different one. Let me just try a different one. Hold on. Let's just see if it's Prisoner of Azkaban. Let's open up the next movie, which is Order of Phoenix. Another phenomenal score. Okay, this one works.
So Order of the Phoenix works.
Okay, let's see if we can get Prisoner of Azkaban to work. Aw, Lumos. You're going to probably hear a cat purring the entire time, so I hope that that's relaxing to you all. It's like ASMR. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, play. Is this a joke?
Is this a joke?
What is that from?
Joan Rivers.
Oh, yeah. Seriously, what is going on?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. We're good.
Oh, it's the Lumos thing that's been confusing us. It's because it opens so dark. Oh, my God.
That was bad. That was really bad. Oh, my
Lumos,
goodness.
Lumos, it's your moment. Come here.
That is funny. That was wicked funny.
Lumos, it's your name. Look at his little owl drawing.
I know, he's so cute. I love how Uncle Vernon just walks in, turns the lights on, looks around. Yeah, sure.
That's what I do to our kids.
And what happened to all the locks that he had from the previous movie?
What do you mean?
Remember he had all the locks on the door? And he couldn't get into the room because they were all locked from the outside?
Yeah.
Lumos.
I love how the spell in this book makes it look like a whip. You know what I mean?
Mary.
Lumos. Lumos. Lumos's butthole is right in front of Blake. Move, Lumos. She's like trying to get cozy.
And then this, he comes right back in. See you later. So Harry in this movie is 13. Just move her. Just move her. Still a dark opening.
Yes. You could tell right off the jump. Right off the jump from this scene right here. That the direction is totally... The color palette is totally different. It's a lot more muted. The shaky cam.
What is it?
Its presentation, it's close quarters. It's tight and right in their faces. Everything is unsettling about this... About this scene.
Yes, in an ungrateful way. Good of my brother to keep you. He'd have been straight to an orphanage if he'd been dumped on my...
Look at Petunia.
With the dog.
She's like all sick and set. So Dudley had to wear a fat suit in all of his scenes in this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Why, because he grew up and lost all of his weight?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't also think he was like that yeah. big, but...
Oh, God, I hate when people do this.
Can I tempt you, Mom? Just a small one.
Just a smidge, right?
Just a smidge. Oh, snaps the fingers.
Excellent nosh.
Yeah, keep going there. Keep going. Bit more?
That's what I say when I want mashed potatoes. Like, come on, bit more.
Want to try a little drop of brandy?
Oh. It's like when people get, like, way too close to their dogs.
Yeah.
Where did you send the boy, Helen?
St. Brutus's. It's a fine institution for hopeless cases.
Leaves a cane at St. Brutus's? Mm.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Listen to his voice.
Oh, yeah.
You hear that?
I've been beaten loads.
That has not been Harry's voice the past two movies.
No, not at all.
Ew, and first off, Petunia? Do you see how messy that sink is?
No, I didn't see that.
Look at all those dishes. It'll flip when you see it from looking at Harry. Okay. Look at her sink. Petunia would not be allowing this to happen.
And a drunk too, no doubt. That's all.
She'd be making Harry clean it, or they'd have a dishwasher.
Oh, yeah, look at that. So many dishes. I have a very firm grip.
I have a very firm grip.
Get out of here.
Quiet.
I think you need to go to bed.
This woman...
It's phenomenal.
Oh, she's great as Aunt Marge.
The mother. You see it all the time with dogs. If there's something wrong with the bitch...
I hate that this is a swear.
The pup. Shut up!
And I get it that that word is like truly meant female dog.
Can we talk about what is happening on the TV behind them?
Let me tell you.
It's like this guy just dancing.
Yeah. Dudley loves that stuff. I forget what it's called. So this... was not CGI'd. They like had multiple fat suits and inflatable stuff to do.
Yeah, how'd they do her hand?
I don't know how they did her hand, but they had like molds and stuff. There's very little like CGI. They had to make the Dementor CGI.
Yeah.
But this is like all like inflatable stuff. And the only thing they CGI'd in this scene is
her flying away?
The cords of her flying away. Like the cords that pick her up.
Oh.
Love it. Bye. Like, yeah, there were cords that were pulling her up that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I love this whole scene because it's so frenetic. Very circus-like.
Yeah. Such a good theme. Bye, Marge.
I love when she goes, "Don't you dare!" Watch. And he goes, "Sorry!" Here it is. Hold on.
The dog.
Don't you dare!
That is a way to open a movie. Welcome to Harry Potter. If you haven't watched the previous two.
I know. And Dudley's just sitting there watching more TV. He's eating stuff off of his napkin. And Petunia's just waving by.
You're going to see Petunia flying away later on when Harry's like going to outside to catch the night bus. You see just this little person flying.
Yeah. You mean Marge, not Petunia.
Oh, yeah, sorry.